step back.
Schlapp commenting this morning on Fox and Friends. President Trump and Kim Jong-un are planning a summit meeting. Fox News, we report you decide.
Hey, Montgomery, how do you make an amazing deal on internet and TV even better? You stack on $480 worth of savings. For a limited time, WOW is offering 100 meg internet for only $19.99 a month when bundled. We're also stacking on a free DVR for 1 year and your choice of one premium channel. Plus, next-day installation is also available. But this stack of deals won't last forever. So go to WOWWay.com or call 855-WOWWAY2 and switch to WOW today. Wow, that's better. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Springtime is the best time to save thousands at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the spring sales event, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock, or up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, scratch, ding, or dented, we want it. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Discover family fun at Rockin' Jump. Rockin' Jump, the ultimate trampoline park. Book your teen party, birthday, or just bring a bunch of friends. It's gonna blow your mind. Show your skills on the Rock and Jump Stunt Bag. Play trampoline dodgeball. Try the 360 dunk. Climb the 22-foot rock tower, jousting on the XP. Rock and Jump has a clean, safe jumping program. All areas are monitored by Rock and Jump professionals. Moms, check out Rock and Tots. Rock and Tots, a special time for the little ones. Tuesday and Wednesday mornings from 9 till 11 and Saturday morning from 8 till 10. Six and under plus a parent, only $15. Additional kids, only $3 each. It's Rock and Tots. Get a guaranteed rock and jump time. Go online, fill in the info, and get your reservation time at montgomery.rockandjump.com. Rock and Jump, open weekdays 3 till 8, Friday and Saturday till 9, Sundays 11 until 8 at 5544 Atlanta Highway, across from Eastdale Mall. It's fitness disguised as fun, Rock and Jump.
Hey, this is Tyler Tullis with Hometown Lenders. Hometown Lenders has created the Hometown Heroes program to give back to the men and women who help make the River Region a better place to live. We are offering $500 off closing costs to active and retired military, police officers, firefighters, nurses, doctors, emergency responders, and teachers in our area. To learn more about Hometown Heroes, call 647-1900 or visit 647-1900.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh, hi, everybody. Weather changes are fast approaching, but if you have plans this evening, I think you're going to be fine. Mostly cloudy skies. Showers hold off till probably after midnight, well after midnight. Overnight low temperature around 59. Tomorrow, periods of rain. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two, especially towards tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. High temperature tomorrow around 70. Then showers and thunderstorms around from time to time on Monday, high around 74. And risk of a few leftover showers on Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Sometimes I wish you guys could hear the off-mic stuff, but then other times I'm glad you don't. We had a caller call and ask, why are these things becoming more and more visible? I think that's a multi-part answer. Number one is there's more of them. Postman, what do you chime in on this, please? What do you think?
I think because of the fact that
well, we know the world's gone nuts.
Yes, it is, and that's part of it. And believe it or not, whether we act as a collective people, we are a collective, you know. And it's hard for people to understand that, but that's what we're probably going to end up being anyway. But we'll when the time comes, you know, we'll be up on a righteous ruler, and we won't be up under these as what they call jacklegs now.
Oh, and, yeah, well said.
Yeah,
that's a very kind. Description.
But yeah, there's a we're living in a it's like a paradox. It's like a paradox remedy reality is what I heard. What I heard it was, and when things overlap that like that, you know, things are different things that show up at different times, and that affects everything. It affects the minds of people. It affects the atmosphere. It affects the animals. I mean, I know have any of you been looking online and see how unruly the animals are getting lately?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing.
Well, they're mad at us because we're allowing this kind of stuff to happen, and they're powerless.
Yeah, and you know, like I said on the program once before, I mean, once this all goes down, they're actually going to turn against us, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it's written in the Bible. That they will,
mm-hmm.
and believe it or not, when this ascension comes, they're gonna get raised up too. And who knows? They're probably become conscious of what we were doing to them, even though you know we were using them as nourishment. But still, you know, who knows?
Yeah, I've always had a really weird look at that. I've always thought that, say, a cow. I always thought that the cow maybe felt honored that it would be chosen to feed God's creation, us. And I know that's probably off, you know, not right, but that's kind of how I've always looked at it. And maybe that's the way that I got around guilt of eating steak. But that's kind of how I've always looked at it. But if the animals become conscious, all you dog beaters and cat haters out there, you're going to have some splaining to do. It's going to be interesting. Postman, I told you this earlier. I did a lot of listening, a lot of reading about the whistleblowers, and like I said, there's maybe 20 of them. One of the things I ran across was, we all know the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. You know that music. Da, 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 da. That music actually came from a message that was received from outer space back in 1971. It was encrypted. When they broke the encryption, that's what it was that tune. Now, how Spielberg got a hold of it, who knows? But like we've always talked about, they show us reality, they show us the future because of the free will. They have to allow us free will. They show us this stuff, what they call entertainment, TVs, movies. Close Encounters of the Third Kind is just another one of those. Fascinating stuff that they're doing. It really, really is. We're talking about, well, I've talked about the Luciferian psychopaths that run this world. And we know who they worship. Well, it is my belief that our federal government is no longer the of, by, and for the people government that it is supposed to be. It's been so infiltrated. There's so many of them. It's ridiculous. Paul Craig Roberts said, the minute we fell for 9/11, we signed our doom. Alex Jones said 9/11 is America's death warrant. In the 10 years since 9/11, America has turned into a third world police state, with a large underclass, a rapidly declining middle class, and a plutocracy that has broken its economic, political, and emotional ties with America. What they're talking about is these people that are running America, the Bushes, the Clintons, they're basically all the same. They are, I hate to use the word Nazi, they're not Nazis per se. They're using the Nazi playbook. The 9/11 was our version of the Reichstag fire. In case you don't know, after Hitler basically made Bismarck, or whichever one it was, made him Chancellor of Germany in the mid-late 30s, Hitler needed a way to secure himself to make sure the people wouldn't rise up and overthrow him, which, by the way, Hitler was put in power by the Allies, in case you didn't know that. He was supposed to make Germany the buffer state between the communist Russia and the UK, because the Brits were afraid, well, after what they did to the Tsar and the family and his family, what's going to happen, the royal family, what's going to happen if they get to us? So they took Hitler, created Germany. Hitler went off script, which is why they basically we went to war. But what Hitler did was, the Reichstag building was their government building. Him and his troops destroyed it, burned it to the ground, and blamed it on separatists. And that gave him the excuse to pass these draconian laws, which forbade a typical German from owning a weapon. The same thing we did with the Patriot Act. Exactly the same thing. 9/11 was our version of the Reichstag fire. Now, we know what happened with Hitler. We know what absolute power he commanded. That's kind of where we're going here in this country. This has got to be stopped. We've got to go back to the Constitution. And I hate to say this, but I don't see that ever happening. Not with where we are now, because America, we're so infiltrated. And many, many shows ago, I told you that Trump, being a non-political outsider, him coming into the White House is like buying a crate motor for your car. Let's say you've got an old GTO that's been stuck back in your garage for 3 decades. So you finally decide, I'm going to get that thing running. So you order your a 383 crate motor, you know, 500 horsepower or whatever. Well, you go drag the thing out, only to find that the kids have yanked out the old motor, and they've yanked out all the internal combustion-related components, like they took the fuel system out, the exhaust system, electrical system, and they converted it to an electric-powered car. So now your motor won't work. Well, nothing fits anymore. That's where America is today, because America has been changed on orders of the one who really runs this joint. We know who that is, Satan, who's also happens to be the god of most of those in politics. So they worship Satan. They do his bidding. So they have been working on the dissolution of the sovereignty of America for decades, because they want their one world government. So the problem is, everything in this country has been changed towards a new world order instead of making America itself great. So look how much Trump has got to undo before he can start doing. These people, you know, America used to be the great bastion of liberty and freedom and everything in the world. Well, they've destroyed that, folks. The New World Order, through their association with secret societies, have infiltrated our government, and they have positioned themselves in all key areas. So they're the ones that make the decisions. They pass the edicts. They're the ones that act in whatever way they deem necessary for the fulfillment of their agenda, the New World Order. And they leave nothing to chance. They covered all the bases. Now, few people, Donald J. Trump being one, have an inkling of just how infiltrated our government really is, because these Luciferian psychopaths take care of one another. They promote one another. They protect each other. And if called on, they will sacrifice themselves for the other. It all depends on whose role is the most important to the fulfillment of their scheme. All right, for an example, have you ever heard of the name Lisa Barsoomian? She's a U.S. attorney, graduated from Georgetown Law. She's a protege of Comey and Robert Mueller. Now, her boss is R. Craig Roberts, who represented Bill Clinton in 1998. He also represented Robert Mueller 3 times, James Comey 5 times, Barack Obama 45 times, Kathleen Sebelius 56 times, Clinton 40 times, Hillary 17 times between 98 and 2017. Now, this lady, Lisa Barsoomian, herself represented the FBI at least 5 times. And I know you're thinking, well, who is this? Who cares? Well, let me tell you, somebody cares, because they purged all the court documents when she represented Clinton back in 98. The reason this really matters is because who she is. Let's see. She is the wife of Rod Rosenstein. You know, Rod Rosenstein, Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, that's his wife. Now, you want to talk about conflict of interest? Folks, they're everywhere in the government. They're all related, either through the secret societies or blood relations, but they're all taking care of one another. And the government's loaded with them. How are we going to stop that? I don't know that it can be stopped. She also is the one who deals with Freedom of Information Act. Her specialty is opposing Freedom of Information Act requests. You know, I've read where some of these FOIAs take 18 months. It's ridiculous. But this is why. They take care of each other. All right, wow. Little pass break. Let's hit this 3-minute break. Folks, you're listening to Clearing the Air, and we'll be back in 3 very short minutes. Come back with us.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages, it's all we do, so we do it better. If you are a veteran and currently have a VA mortgage, then it's time to refinance. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we value your service, and in turn, we pride ourselves in serving you. If you are a veteran and you are interested in lowering your rate, reducing your payment, or paying your home mortgage off sooner, what are you waiting for? Today is the day to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. No need to gather those documents. All we need is you with your driver's license and Social Security card in hand. Yes, it's just that simple. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you looking for a professional and dedicated team for all of your beauty needs? Look no further than Lavish Salon and Spa, located in historic downtown Prattville. The latest in hair trends, hair extensions, highlighting, or hair coloring, nails, waxing, and spa with all types of specialized massages. Lavish, 156 West Main in Prattville. Call 730-0747 or check Facebook. 10% off for military and first responders.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I was talking off air to a listener who's experiencing kind of what I'm experiencing. And I want to give you the agenda of the protocol for what I do as far as getting these things out of your skin. The weird thing is they're air breathers. They breathe air. What you can do is go to the beauty supply store and buy really strong hydrogen peroxide. Now, Sally's Beauty Supply over just beyond Eastdale Mall, they have some on their clearance table for like, I think it's $3.99 for a pint. Get 30 or 40% hydrogen peroxide. And I'm really, I, to be honest with you, I'm surprised the government hasn't cracked down on it, because the German, the initial jet engines the Germans made were powered by hydrogen peroxide. I mean, you can use it as rocket fuel. You can make explosives out of it. But I don't do that. Really, honest. But go get 30 or 40% hydrogen peroxide and mix it with the normal 3% hydrogen peroxide in such a way as you wind up with between 17 to 22% strong hydrogen peroxide. You know, you add the 3 to whichever you get and divide it by 2, and that's how much you get. But try to get it around 20%. Mist it on your skin and let it sit for, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds. Keep it as far away from your eyes and any sensitive skin you can, because it will burn. Well, after you let it sit, watch the bubbles pop up. That's these things breathing. Then you take as strong alcohol as you can buy. If I went to Target, I don't anymore because of their insane policies on their bathrooms. But Target used to be the only place I could get 97% alcohol, 97% strength. You want as strong alcohol as you can get. After you let the hydrogen peroxide sit for 30, 45 seconds, then spray it down with as strong alcohol as you can get. And then get a paper towel or something and rub your skin aggressively, and this stuff will come out. It'll come out. It'll come up. But the creepy thing is watching the bubbles. These things breathe air, and you can see them trying to breathe. You see the bubbles pop up. That'll get them out. The only thing I've ever found that'll get the biofilm off, I mean, I have tried hydrochloric acid. The only thing that will get the biofilm off is something called Clean Green, K-L-E-E-N-G-R-E-E-N, because it's got amylase, lipase, cellulose. It's got all these natural, godly, created enzymes, and it breaks down the biofilm. And it works better than hydrochloric acid at breaking down biofilm. It's amazing stuff. It's expensive. It's $75 a gallon, but you can break that gallon. You can mix it 50 to 1. So if you use it sparingly, that gallon will last you a while. I've been through so much of that stuff, it works good. And I found out about it from a lady from New Zealand who's also a Morgellon sufferer. But anyway, had somebody ask about that, I wanted to put that out there. All right, we're talking about our government and how corrupt and everything that's going on here is. It's, you know, so far, the Luciferian psychopaths within our government, they've carried out their war from behind the scenes in the shadows inside the heart of our government while posing as our protectors. But that could change any day because the police state infrastructure that they've constructed in the last three decades in the guise of fighting terrorism and stopping the flow of drugs into America, well, that's given them the ability to wage their war against America out in the open. Now, I highly recommend you go to stopthecrime.net. One word, stopthecrime.net. She's got what's known as the NASA War Document, which is these people talking about how they're going to fight us. They're talking about co-opted insects. They're talking about smart dust swarms. All the stuff that I've been talking about, they're talking about using it. And here's the thing. This was written a year before 9/11. That's how old this is. And even the author of this Air Force paper says, no pixie dust, which means everything you read is stuff they already have, not stuff they're anticipating, stuff they already have. Again, this was in the year 2000. This was 18 years ago. And they're talking about insects that they've modified to be co-opted. So you have no idea what's going on. They are at war with us. They have the resources and the will to completely destroy America. All that's missing is the perfect storm. Now, after the snakes of the New World Order cause the perfect storm, the wolves of the New World Order will be unleashed on America. At that point, the war against America and humanity will enter a new stage. Here's kind of what they've done. Here's just nine of the little things they've done. Military checkpoints by the TSA and Homeland Security. They're setting up checkpoints all across this country, and they're claiming they're checking for bombs, guns, all these different things. I got news for you. That's unconstitutional. They cannot just stop you for no reason and ask you to search your car. They can't do that, but they're doing it. They're treating us like prisoners. They want to kill the spirit of this country because they know that if that spirit's ever awakened, they will be finished in a flash. Folks, we're the only ones who have the power to destroy this fascist agenda. We're the only ones who have the ability to save humanity from this global despotism. Number two, media censorship and media ridicule of patriots. They have done so much to censor this stuff. Now, former Governor Jesse Ventura's his resistance to the tyrannical TSA in his court hearing, that was treated as a joke and ignored. Ventura voiced his anger at the media on the Alex Jones show on the 8th of November, saying, "It seems like I'm running into a brick wall with the media. Mainstream media won't discuss the case, and they don't think it's relevant at all. In fact, I was due to do CNN yesterday, and I was bumped because, of course, the big trial verdict was coming down in the Michael Jackson case. And that has more importance," Ventura told the CNN producer. "Well, I completely understand. After all, mine's simply a constitutional issue. Why would that take precedence over, you know, Michael Jackson's verdict on his drug overdose?" Ventura then added, "But that's our pop culture media, because it's all the stuff that doesn't really matter that they're trying to get us to focus on. State-sponsored terrorism. The Oklahoma City bombing and September 11th attacks prove that the American people are sacrificial pawns in the global war against all nations that's being waged secretly by the New World Order traitors. No American is safe from the evil of the hijacked federal government and its master, the international banking empire. Every human being is threatened by the demons in Washington and their comrades in Israel and England. Let me just say this about Israel. I was reading something, a podcast the other day, and the lady was, she was a Christian, and she was talking about Israel, and she said, I know a lot of people don't agree. She said, let me just say this. I still believe that Israel is the Israel of the Bible. However, if you read the Bible, you will realize that Israel, throughout history, has become, they'll follow God, and then they'll get away, and they'll get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and evil and evil and evil, and then God will do something to get them back on track. So we're at a point right now where Israel is evil. They're still God's chosen, but they're at a point where they've gotten so corrupted that it's time for another godly reset. And that makes sense to me. It really does. It makes perfect sense to me. Okay, continuing. The next inside job in America may be a nuclear 911. Hundreds of thousands of Americans may get incinerated by the evil terrorists in D.C. and Israel to help gain public support for the coming wars against Iran and Pakistan. Number four, the implosion of the American economy. America does not have an economy. It has a prison industry, a financial industry, an entertainment industry, and a military industry. Its insides have been gutted. The heart, the liver, all the organs that make a nation healthy and strong have been pulled out by the New World Order traitors. That's true. We have no infrastructure. We have no industry anymore. Now, the 2008 banking crisis was created on purpose to phase out the American dollar and introduce a new global currency and a global central bank. Trillions of dollars have been stolen from the American people by the big banks and the privately owned Federal Reserve. Everybody can see that America's natural interest has been sabotaged by the international banking regime and their traitorous agents in D.C. They have destroyed the common good in America and ruined any chance of an economic recovery. Number five, attempted destruction of alternative narratives, currencies, food, farming, and medicine. That's very true. As a matter of fact, another homeopathic, natural doctor was found murdered in mysterious fashion this past week, and I think that was that number 68? We're getting on up there, folks. They're killing them off left and right. You know, I remember many years ago people who think then, like I think now, saying, well, you know, they have a cure for cancer. They're just keeping it, you know, they just won't release it. And I used to think that is the most insane thing I have ever heard. It's not so insane anymore. When you think about how much money pharmaceutical companies make by, quote, treating cancer, it's trillions of dollars. You really think they're going to give that up? They're not. They're not going to give that up. So you see, the New World Order traitors want one enslaved world community, one despotic world government, and one politically crafted global reality. And they don't want anyone questioning any of this. They hate critical dialogue and they hate debate. They don't care that their global authoritarian government is based on mass murder, theft, terrorism, deception, world war, treason, and even global genocide. They only want one version of history to be remembered and taught by future generations, kind of like they're doing now. It's unreal, folks. The 9/11 Truth and Justice Movement is the greatest threat to this fascist New World Order because we have the force of truth on our side. We have the facts and scientific evidence to prove that the criminals in Washington, London, and Israel are mass murderers and state terrorists. If you dig, I've said this so many times, if you take the time to dig deep into 9/11, you will realize that what they're telling you happened is impossible. It's against the laws of physics, against the laws of thermodynamics. It could not have happened. Please, for God's sakes, look into this, folks. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. All right, before I get any deeper, let's go ahead and hit this bottom of the hour break. You want to open the phones, Postman?
Yeah, we can.
272-9228. We'll go ahead and open up the phones for your feedback or cuss me out, whatever you want to do. 272-9228. We'll be back in 5 minutes, folks.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk!
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Okay, you and your better guts are downtown, and you want a way to cap off the night. Go to Zaza Serious Italian. Tell them I told you to bring out the bar menu. You gotta trust me on this one. Serious apps like spicy sausage balls, oysters arrigonata, tempura fried artichoke with lemon aioli, or Bobby Three Fingers Mafioso Shrimp. And just tell the bartender that I said you need something special to wash it down. The bar menu at Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown. Don't make me tell you again.
Looking for a fun way to bond with man's best friend? Come join us for the 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville to benefit the Prattville Otago Humane Society. Saturday, April 28th from 10 to 3. You and your furry friend can enjoy games, raffles, bake sales, and more. Don't forget to enter into the pet contest. The Prattville Otago Humane Society's 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville. Saturday, April 28th. Visit our station website for more information.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are fast approaching, but if you have plans this evening, I think you're going to be fine. Mostly cloudy skies. Showers hold off till probably after midnight, well after midnight. Overnight low temperature around 59. Tomorrow, periods of rain, can't rule out a thunderstorm or two, especially towards tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. High temperature tomorrow around 70, then showers and thunderstorms around from time to time on Monday, high around 74, and risk of a few leftover showers on Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes with hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey, welcome back. And we have Ron on the phone. Hey, Ron.
Well, hey, Terry. How's everybody tonight?
Hanging in there, man.
Good,
how about
good.
You? Well, I hadn't been around the radio so far. I'm heading home right now. Mm-hmm. You can bet I'll be tuning in.
Well, thank you.
Just one of the few times I've missed. But I was just going along my way and everything, and it all occurred to me to need you to call, man, because I've been thinking. I've been thinking, you know, considering that I've been listening from the get-go just about, mm-hmm. you know. Things the show's about and everything mm-hmm. makes sense now, and don't get me wrong, but see, I believe the Bible, right?
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, so therefore, I think a lot of the folks might be looking at things from the show kind of taking in a negative kind of view.
How so?
And, well, you know, about all the other beings, you know, and how they're good and bad and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And how all this stuff that might freak people out and everything's going on and all this, you know.
Yeah.
That's where I'm coming from, you know. They might focus on all that instead of focusing more positive, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus told us we're not supposed to be afraid.
That's what Jesus is all about, is positivity. And so, that's why I guess I just wanted to call and say that.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right, dude.
Take care. I would remind everyone that Jesus said, I have sheep that you know nothing about. Now, what do you think he was talking about? You think he was physically talking about, or was talking physically about sheep? Physical sheep? No, he wasn't. He was talking about other beings. I'll leave it at that. Well, the Bible says we're Christians are not to have fear in us. We're not to be afraid. We know how this thing turns out. I'm just trying to get you to realize what's coming so you can prepare for it. Now, you have to prepare. I can't do anything about the preparation of your soul. That's up to you. You have to get yourself straight with your Maker. Any of these things you're doing, and you know when you're doing something wrong, that's why we have a conscience. Stop doing it. That's not my department. That's your department. We're just trying to tell you how this thing's going to come down. Postman, any thoughts?
Or a facsimile of how it's going to come down. And,
yes.
And as far as we know, it could happen before the year's over with. And and you never can tell, you know, when that emergency broadcast system will come across your TV and your radio, and you'll never know where you'll be. And it could be a number of things. It could be an inbound missile. It could be a coronal mass ejection, which you only have 8 minutes to get to shelter. I might add,
wow.
And who knows? It could be an armada of ships coming in from some distant, you know, sector of the galaxy. You never can tell. But we've got to get our mindset in a certain frame of mind, where we've got to look for these things. You know, it's time, folks. We need to be a little bit more wary than we are.
Yes, they have intentionally kept us in the dark. They have, on purpose, prevented us from knowing the technology they have. Everything I've read and all the documents I've seen, we've had anti-gravity, folks, for over 60 years. But it's been militarized, it's been weaponized. We're not supposed to know anything about it. And you know why that is? Because an uninformed populace is a hell of a lot easier to deceive than one that's up to speed on what's really going on. That's why.
And to give you some idea, you know how long it's been going on? Even before Adam was put on the planet, you know, it was going on then. And that was prior to the to the last quarter cycle. You know, when I say quarter cycle, I mean in a 76,000 year period. It's been in the last 18,000 to 24,000 years that it's that has been that way, and I mean we've been misled so long about so much of the wrong thing until we don't know which way to think, but that way, and what they really want is you to stay this way.
Oh, and, yeah,
and that's why we're here. That's why we do what we do.
Exactly. And, you know, I go back to the clip Greg plays all the time, Call the Owners, what's his name? I can't remember. The comedian George...
Carlin,
yeah.
George Carlin.
Listen to that and listen closely. Everything he says is what we're trying to get across to you. They want people just intelligent, not capable of critical thinking, but just intelligent enough to run the machines. That's all they want. They don't want us capable of critical thinking. Why do you think they put fluoride in the water? Do you really believe they put fluoride in the water for children's teeth? They put it in there because for some reason the pineal gland is very prone for calcification. That's what fluoride does. In case you don't know it, the pineal gland is worshipped by the ancients. It's pine cone shaped. There's a giant pine cone in front of the Vatican, a statue of it. I believe, as do many people, that that is our built-in connection to the Creator, is the pineal gland.
It's actually a built-in stargate.
It is. That's exactly what it is. And the ancients, you know, we're always told, well, they were stupid, you know, they didn't know how to do it. You have no idea how intelligent the ancients were. They had knowledge that we don't have. Well, you and I don't have. I'm sure that the elites have it. We don't have it. They weren't stupid. And it's like Postman said earlier, some of them are even got off this planet. I mean, they knew what was going on. And nowadays, you can't find people that even look up on a regular basis. People just don't. They just go about their monotonous little lives. They do what they've been taught to do, you know. And until something interrupts that little sequence of that protocol, they're always going to do that. We've got to get out of that. We've got to get out of that mindset. We have to start paying attention to what's going on. Today, I think I filmed 6 aerosol planes, chemliners, flying over. And, you know, yet I drive down the street, there's people walking and doing this. Nobody's looking up. Nobody ever looks up. It blows my mind. Nobody ever looks up.
And another thing, too, we got to get out of this lap of luxury mindset.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, I mean, think about it, folks. In the next 24 hours, you could be living in a tent. Or you could be living in a sewer with rats. You know, you never can tell.
Speaking of that, people that own one of the restaurants we visit on a regular basis, their house burned to the ground, just out of the blue. And I'm talking to the owner, and he's like, man, you know, we don't know what we need. We don't... They're basically in shock. They... I don't know, you know? I don't know what I need. We got to sort through everything. I mean, it hit them so fast. Luckily, they got out with their lives and their pets, but everything else is gone. That can happen in, as Lynn would say, a flash of a minute, and then your life is topsy-turvy. It's turned upside down. But as Americans, we're spoiled. I wish every American would go to a third world country on a missionary trip to see these people living in cardboard boxes, having to walk miles and fight other ones just to get a jug of water for that day. This is happening. We're so spoiled, and the other thing is we're so isolated in America because everything that they put for our enjoyment or entertainment is just shows us in our little self-contained little lap of luxury world. It doesn't show us the real world.
And some of the most noble people to me that live on planet Earth are the people that live in the jungle of South America and the people that live in the Kalahari Desert. And I mean these people live completely off the land. I mean they have no technology whatsoever, and they've been living that way for thousands of years. I mean, they've been that way since the beginning of time, pretty much.
That's incredible.
Yes, it is. And
Amish people did that too.
And they don't depend on technology.
Yep.
And the thing we're trying to get across to you all is, mm-hmm. is before all this takes place, people, put back some long-term storage food and water, and just and just keep it there, and just, you know, at some point in time we're gonna need it, and it could be before these years are over with. And you know, you never can tell. Like I said before, when that emergency broadcast system will come across your TV or radio.
Yep.
And when I hear that sequence, I know it's supposed to come on every Wednesday before noon. It does that, but when it comes on, like Wednesday or Thursday, Thursday or Friday, sometimes they'll skip it, but most of the time it'll be on Wednesday. You know, I always listen in.
Every month.
What's that?
First Wednesday of every month at 3:30.
That's the audible, the big sirens that they blare.
Mm-hmm. Right. I always listen to see if their message is following it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But it's important, people. We've got to plan for an emergency.
Yep.
And if it follows the narrative that I heard. If and when all these criminals get rounded up, most likely they may take the power grid down for a few days or mm-hmm. a week or a month, and they might just suspend all air travel for a few days or weeks or months.
Have to, yeah.
And who knows, the credit markets may shut down for a few days, weeks, or months. When the credit markets shut down, the trucks are not going to roll. The food trucks are not going
to
roll.
That's right. You're not going to be able to go to the ATM, anything. Yeah.
Right. And what I've heard, there's about 3.5-4 days of food on the supermarket shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they'll be empty completely.
There'll be riots. All right, let's hit this break. We're on a good subject. We need to continue that when we get back. Folks, we're going to hit this 3-minute break. This is Clear in the Air. Caller, hold on. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, and here is your 2018 real estate market report. The average sales for homes in our region was $161,700 for the first 3 months of 2018. Listings are taking less time to attract buyers, and the supply of available homes is shrinking. Sales of first-time buyer homes priced from $100,000 to $140,000 have been outpacing other price ranges in sales throughout the river region. Buyers are looking for well-cared-for existing homes that do not need major repairs and that are fairly priced. 80% of home buyers last year chose their home by curb appeal first before they called their realtor. Knowing how to price your home, how to stage your home, how to show and present your home will make all of the difference of whether you sell your home. For all the details, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or bogoodson at charter.net.
But no bread for us. Thanks. So, do you remember what you said about Adam's Drugs the last time we had lunch?
I sure do. I told you they had great customer service, a very friendly staff, and they were located just around the corner. I told you that you should try Adam's Drugs, too.
Right. Well, my pharmacy closed in the grocery store, and I decided to go to Adam's Drugs just down the street. I was worried it would be hard to get my prescriptions transferred over and fill the medicines I needed now.
So how did it go?
It couldn't have gone any smoother. I simply gave them my name, some general information, and what prescriptions I needed transferred, and they took care of the rest.
I told you, Adam's Drugs is easy to deal with.
Yeah, but the pharmacist got off the phone with the other pharmacy and asked what I needed filled today. He said I could wait and that it would only take a little while. You know, I should have gone there sooner.
Come to any of our 12 convenient locations and see what everyone is talking about. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adam's Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
We're not supposed to have dead air. Hi there. We're waiting on Lynn. She's trying to play something she wanted to play, and apparently she can't get it to play. You're experiencing the Greg Budell syndrome. That's where when you try to play something, all you get is that little mouse wheel that turns around and around and nothing actually plays. Yeah. That's known as the Budell syndrome.
Okay, you want to put Kenny on?
Yeah, put Kenny on while you're waiting on the little rat wheel to quit turning. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah, that was total dead air.
It was dead air, wasn't it?
I was thinking compliments
of the little short mean woman.
That was me.
I was thinking, did my phone disconnect? Did something happen here?
Oh, no. No, it's just Lynn, Ben Lynn.
I'm trying to think what you guys were just talking about before you and I talked off air.
Wow, there's so many things we've just talked
about. Yeah, just before you guys were getting ready to go off, something you mentioned, and I can't think because I was going to chime in on that.
No, we were talking about the about preparations and about the credit markets and so on and so forth. And there was one little episode I wanted to add to that. And, you know, once the credit markets go down, this would be a prime opportunity, you know, for bringing in a new currency.
Yep.
And to upend the dollar, in other words.
And everything I've read says that if you're watching the stock market thinking you're going to take your cue from that and when everything's going to bottom, you're going to be way late. That's one of the last things, because it's artificially propped up. It's one of the last things that's going to go. That's what I keep hearing. But that's just my opinion, and I could be wrong.
Yeah, from what I read, that's going to go in the span of an hour anyway. You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
And well, anyway, as I was saying, it's just been sitting here listening and went to that site you guys were talking about.
Yeah, rents.com.
Read the 45 declared goals of the communist takeover.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's, well, you know, look, Khrushchev was the one that said he would destroy us from within.
Yep, without firing a shot.
Right. My mother used to say that all the time. She said, you know, we're going to be a lot like Rome was. Oh, we're so big and powerful, they can't beat us from without. So we're going to be destroyed from within, you know, financially, morally, everything's just going to fall apart.
You have a smart mother.
And I said, you know, when she was saying this back then, I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I don't understand what you're saying, but.
Yeah, just let me get out of the play, Mom.
You know, I was young at the time, but now the more you look at it.
She's right.
You know, the same thing, well, a lot of the same things that plagued Rome plagues us at the moment.
Yes.
You know, I mean, especially when, I guess, Rome got so big and they were spread out so far with the military. That, you know, basically they couldn't support that anymore.
Nope.
And then, of course, with the corruption and everything that was going on from within.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had to collapse on itself at some point.
Yep, declining morals.
Yeah, well, you can't talk about morality in this country anymore. I'm just reading about some poor bus driver got fired because he was praying with the children on the bus.
Oh, man, that doesn't.
And I'm thinking, like, you know, our pastor said the other day, he said, you know, your position as a Christian is not a popularity contest.
Wow.
You're going to be hated because Christ himself said, if they hated me, you'll be hated for my name's sake.
And he's right.
And so don't go out there trying to be this super popular Christian because it ain't going to profit you anything, basically, because they're going to hate you. And he said, and the fact that they hate you will tell you a lot about who they are.
That's right.
Even if they are in church, you know, the religious type folks that are in church that, you know, hey, I go to church, but I don't want to hear about that.
Yep.
You know, don't talk to me about that. But anyway, so, you know, I was sitting there looking at the rent site and we're talking about the strange south. And like I mentioned off the air, that we know that Satan, like you both were mentioning, you and Post were mentioning that his counterfeit, everything he does is counterfeit.
Yes.
You know, so even to the point with these strange sounds, now, you know, people are looking for signs and wonders.
Right.
You know, just like I guess at one time when Christ was going to be crucified, I think they said, well, what are the signs and symbols that, you know, you'll be given none. Right. So now's the time when people, you know, that are kind of in the know are saying, well, what are these signs? You know, I'm reading Revelation, I'm reading Daniel. What are these signs that are going to happen? There's going to be signs and wonders in heaven and the stars. So you hear these sounds from the sky and you're thinking, oh, could this be the trumpet, the first trumpet? Well, unless you really understand what's happening, you could be easily deceived in thinking that. Because like I said off the air, suppose, you know, these things, they get launched in the air. We call them satellites.
Mm-hmm.
oh, it's a weather satellite. Oh, this is just a communication satellite. This is, well, suppose it's not.
Right.
Suppose they're doing these things, you know, to make people think that, hey, you know, guess what? The second coming of Christ is right here. You know, you guys need to do this. And, and you know, eventually this guy's going to come on the scene and, you know, to deceive everyone.
Right.
So I just thought about that. You know, another interesting thing, have you ever seen all these shots from space, you know, whether it's the space station and, you know, they're showing the scene of the Earth and, you know, you see all this dark sky, right? You ever notice why you don't see any satellites?
Never thought about it.
With all the satellites that are supposed to be up there, you never, ever see any satellites passing by. As much as they fly around, you don't see anything up there.
I wonder why that is.
And I've always wondered, like, okay, if we have all these satellites, whether it's in geostationary orbit or just going around,
where are they? Yeah, it's a very valid point, man.
Where are they? Because you should see something at some point pass.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they're in the space station, they go, hey, guess what? There goes one of the satellites come by. Let's take a, let's film it.
Right.
You know, I've, that's just, it puzzles me, I guess.
That's a, I've never thought about it. You're absolutely right.
But anyway, I'm not going to take up too much time. You guys are doing a great show.
Well, thank you.
Eventually, I'm going to remember what it was that you said before you guys went to break.
You can call back if you remember it.
Yeah, something, because I said, yeah, I got to chime in. Oh, before I go, I'm sitting there. There's one of the, well, I say Christian channels is on. And the lady that's talking brought up a very good point. And she was talking about, you know, African-American. And she kept saying, I don't understand how African-Americans can continue to support the Democrat Party when this is the party that supports abortion and all these other things.
Right.
And I said, it's funny because before Trump was going to run, and a very good friend of mine at work approached me and said, you know, how can you vote for this guy? How can you support him? He's a racist and all this. So I let him go on and on and on because this is what he's been fed. When he was done, I said, okay, now I'm going to turn this around against you. You said that Trump's a racist. Prove it. I said, but by the way, how can you support anybody like Hillary or the Democratic Party? I said, first of all, do you know who her mentor was, the one that she looked up to? I said, it happened to be a guy who was the Grand Poobah, as I call him, of the KKK West Virginia. He was also a longtime sitting senator.
Byrd.
Yep. I said, number two, these people believe in all-out abortion.
Yes.
So as a Christian, how could you support anybody who believes in that?
Good point.
Didn't have an answer.
Of course not.
You know, so anyway, once again, I believe that you guys are doing the right thing.
Thank you.
You know, just keep doing what you're doing, you know, and I will continue to pray that God gives you divine intervention, divine wisdom, divine knowledge, so that you guys can get the word out.
Thank you, Kenny.
And, you know, maybe one of these days, I guess we'll get together, go down to Tom House.
Go down where?
You know, to Bomb Towers.
Oh, okay, cool. I've heard of that.
For the Wednesday night thing, you know. And so we can sit and chat.
Hey, I'd love it. Do it.
All right, guys. I know you're coming up on a break.